We're not talking stealing Pokemon stickers. We're talking murder!
Speaking of mushrooms, let us recap. Previously on I Have Seen Niagara, we learned about the neighborhood of Love Canal. We learned about how it was built on the unsacred burial grounds of toxic waste, hidden in the earth by a powerful chemical company. We learned how that chemical waste seeped into the homes of the residents, and the town was abandoned, except for one resident who didn't believe in the danger. The local kids named him the Lord of the Mushroom House. We learned why. Over time, his house became covered in a spongy fungus. Big old spongy fungus. The mushrooms grew from the excessive toxic waste in his home, which came to life and made the Mushroom Lord its servant. Then he escaped his house and was sent back into time, where he tried to warn everyone about the dangers of toxic waste, and was thrown into a lunatic's bin when he was found chiseling through the floor of an elementary school. Actually, we didn't get to that last part yet, but we did now. Yeah. The Mushroom King tried to dig up all the toxic waste. What balls! And they put him away for that. And now, in the Niagara Falls crazy asylum, he resides, unbelieved and out of his time. They call him mad now, a madman full of madness, talking of being from the future, talking of chemicals in the ground, talking of almost having to marry a blob of poison. After a week in the crazy asylum, 1 week, they were about to cut off all thoughts to his brain by replacing it with a rubber ball, an experimental cure for insanity. When they realized he could actually predict the future, he could do it because he lived it. His brain, they say, had the knowing spirit, which made him a human oracle, still mad, but prophetic. Doctors would come into his room and ask questions about the Kentucky Derby or the election or about imminent celebrity deaths, and he would always foresee exactly how it would play out.
Hello, patient 475. We just have a few questions. Tell me about some assassinations. Will microwaves be invented? When will I die? Who wins the Oscar? I don't have any smoothie fruit. I don't have any smoothie fruit.
Soon they all believed him. They knew he had lived in the future. But then every time he would return back to his thoughts on Love Canal and tell them about how his neighborhood was going to be poisoned by a giant chemical corporation, they all told him to shut up and that he was a damn lunatic. They only wanted to believe in the future they wanted to believe in. And the doctors, being doctors, also wanted to cash in on this subject of time travel. So for the good of science, they strapped him into his slumber asylum bed, put metal rods in his butt and glass cones in his ears and mouth to better harness the messages from a future world. They asked him question upon question and sold each answer to the government, and the doctors of the asylum became rich and began practicing polygamy, and the Mushroom Lord was yet again a captive, this time by professional humans. Restrained in place for months until mushrooms began to bloom all over his body, dry and wavy, covering his body, filling his ears and mouth and nose and stuff, stuffed. The toxic waste had been in him the whole time, and now they are merged, to have and to hold until death do them part, and death it must be. The mushrooms, poisonous and carnivorous, were devouring its lord, eating him away, and there was nothing the doctors could do about it, and there was nothing left, but his brain and his heart, sending electric signals out into the air, warnings to humanity. Our waste will consume us all. Our waste will consume us all.